B-Pod Studios.
Yabusele misses them both, and that's going to give us our final margin. Jeremy Lin will walk it across half court, and the final seconds will tick off. The Celtics reconvened after the All-Star break with high hopes, but they go 0-for-3 on the road trip and return home with even more questions than they had when it began. They suffer their worst defeat of the year, in many ways at the worst possible time. Blown out by the Raptors tonight by a final of 118-95. John Grady calling it the worst loss of the year last night.
Did we just do one of those replays after a Chicago game where it was the worst loss of the year, too?
Yeah.
How many times did he say that?
Did Grady call it the worst loss of the year in Chicago? I'm not sure if he did.
I thought he called it the spot where they had one of the best wins. What time? I don't know the exact call, the way the call went, but it was, not only did they have one of the best wins of the year, but they just had one of the worst losses of the year.
He didn't unequivocally call it the worst of the year, though. He put it in the category. This one he called the worst.
Bulls will dribble out the clock, and it will hit triple zeros. The last time the Celtics took the floor here in Chicago, they scored the biggest road win in NBA history and the biggest win in franchise history in the middle of an 8-game win streak that put them back on the map. Tonight, they return already fifth in the Eastern Conference, sandwiched between games against some of the elite teams in the NBA. The Celtics arrive here, go down by as many as 25, and take one of their worst losses of the year.
Yeah, one of the worst. It's in the category.
Good job, Jim.
In the category.
That's too much.
He didn't say, it's the worst loss of the year. Last night, he said, it's the worst loss.
What the hell's going on?
Number one on the list.
You wish the playoffs started tomorrow? Like, I do. Because I don't know what to think. I really don't. I'm going to chalk it up, but I'm not belling on this team because they got talent. You know they have talent. You know the coach is good. We're going to talk to the coach today. Boy, we got to practice those questions. Got to get that sucker going.
Oh, you want to do it right now?
No.
Where's Hardy?
Hardy. He's got some things he's doing in the other room there. He'll be in shortly.
What are his issues?
Get the Muppet thing. He's so talented.
Show starts at 10 a.m.
Hey, we got McCone. McCone's on a schedule.
Yeah, bring McCone
in. He showed
in.
Up.
Where's he?
Get the McCone zone going. Well, yeah, McCone gets paid for free today. That's awesome. Good for him. Made money, didn't even have to work.
What do we ask Brad Stevens today?
Where do you start?
I'm not sure where to start on this one.
I'm going defense. I mean, because like every time you would get into it with him and question, you know, effort, and then he goes, well, statistically, he goes, yeah, we are top five in defense. You know, if you actually look at the numbers, we're playing better. He goes right to the numbers. Like their numbers have dropped drastically, say, in the last 10 games.
Yeah, but they sucked on both ends of the court last night.
I don't know.
That second quarter last night was one of the worst quarters of basketball that I've seen from this team in a while.
It's almost you'd say, you five guys, get up, go in. That's how bad it was. Like, bench them, sit them down. No effort. Just didn't even contest. He didn't contest anything. Just letting guys go right to the bucket. Don't even go up to the rim. Do something. Show some effort. Like, I don't know what you do. Do you question the team's effort? I mean, they had talent. So how do you show up in a game where you got a good opponent? We say, okay, they play to level their opponent. That's one thing I think you could say with this team. When the lights are bright, they're ready to go.
They look like a team that's starting to feel bad for themselves, is what they look like. For what reason, I don't know.
Did they tweet after the game? Did any of them tweet after the game?
Like, I have
they,
no
they,
idea.
Like, well, they go, oh, well, we were, you know, it's just not there for us right now. We don't have effort. We don't have this. We don't have that.
They keep talking about playing better.
Yeah.
They keep talking about playing together. Marcus Morris keeps talking about how they're not doing those things. And there's
they're
no change.
Connected. They keep saying they're not connected,
and
whatever that means.
Well, when the hell are they going to connect?
What, there's no change. Start? Is there any progress on that front? Does it look like they're starting to play together at any point?
When you talk about it, you openly continue to refer to it, you're never going to connect. That tells you you have major issues inside. Internally.
No, but they're starting to use it as their crutch. Like, oh, we have connection issues. Therefore, we can go out and we can suck tonight. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. We're going to put it right back on that. We're going to make the playoffs. So,
I don't know. It's not talent. It's not a deficiency of talent on this team. That's not what it is at all.
No, because that's why you know they're talented, and that's why I would get excited for first round of the playoffs and see how the hell they respond. And if they get out of there, then I think I'll feel pretty damn good about this team. First round, take care of business. But what if they get popped?
If you want to criticize Kyrie Irving for anything, and there's plenty to criticize with Kyrie Irving this season, if there's something to criticize there, it's that there is zero leadership on this team. None. He's not a leader. And I don't expect he ever really will be. But there's nobody following him this team.
Didn't it feel like
nobody
prior to his knee issue coming up last year and prior to him being sat down, didn't it feel like it was starting to become his team? You know, after Gordon Hayward went down and they finally started to hit that groove and they go on that streak of, what, 2024? Didn't it start to feel like that was going to be his team, like he was taking over?
Because he had played so well.
Yeah.
And other guys were playing well.
Because he
but
played
it still
well.
Seemed
it, was
because
like, it was nothing else that he was
it,
doing.
It wasn't like he was, you know.
Okay. But still, I mean, we would come in and say, okay, this is officially Kyrie time. This is becoming his team.
Yeah, because he was playing well.
Yeah. Right.
Not because he was some sort of great leader that we could see.
Right.
The leadership.
He didn't act like Kevin Garnett
out there. It just isn't
there. Yeah.
It's not there. They don't have it. And I would say they don't have anybody. Marcus Morris can say the things that he has said. Does anyone seem to be changing their ways? Does anyone seem to be following him into this? Hell, no. He's had some crappy games himself. So, I don't know. They don't have it. And now they're going to use it as their crutch. You're just going to keep hearing it now. We went out. We sucked. We're just not playing together. And who do you blame that on?
I don't know. I think it goes to your superstars.
Everybody.
This league. Who's the leader? Who's the leader at Golden State? Who's their leader?
But I can tell you this.
I mean, do you really need leadership, or do you just need pure talent?
Kyrie's attitude after the loss to the Bulls seemed like a good one, right? You wanted to move on, put it behind us. You know, we're not going to sit here and sulk.
Yep.
Last night, I thought he changed his tune. Now he's sulking again.
What was the story post-game? He sat there with his
sulking
legs in the ice tub talking to Danny Ainge?
So that is... part of the story last night, as the doors opened to the media to come in, Danny Ainge was at the locker stall of Kyrie Irving. How do you think that conversation was going?
I don't know.
I'll be Kyrie. Hi, Danny. What'd Danny say? What'd he say, so?
Are we still engaged? Are we still, you know?
Not sure I want to get married. I'm not sure I want to get married anymore.
Talk to the church and the reception hall. We need to do our taste testing, you know, for the wedding. We're still getting married, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not really feeling it.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like we're connected. I don't feel we're connecting right now. I'm not sure I want to get married. I'm not sure I'm ready for that. What makes you the person that I want to marry? What's so special about you?
give me your endearing qualities.
I'll tell you what Danny Ainge was saying. Kyrie, please. Please, I promise. I promise you.
There's hope.
I will trade away every last one of them. I will get rid of everybody. Everybody will be gone. Everybody you played on the floor with tonight, I'll get rid of all of them. It'll be just me and you. I'll get rid of everybody.
Is he coming in today?
Shh, don't say it too loud. I will trade all of their asses
Does everybody feel that way and want that, though? Because coming in today, I'm talking to Jim Louth, and Jim says he has more fun watching a Kyrie Irving-less team because they have better effort. And it's fun to watch a team grind and play hard, even though they might not win the whole damn
Anthony
thing.
Anthony Davis is going to be great.
Yeah.
All right, and I'll trade them all away.
It's convenient this is happening after the trade deadline, huh? All this stuff is happening after the trade deadline.
Mr. Angry.
You won't deal with any of these guys. We'll get rid of all of them. Yeah. Every last one of them. Who don't you like? You write it down. I'll take the list.
Everybody.
So this is the conversation you would have with him, Beetle.
Send me a text.
You're the ride or die with Kyrie guy, right?
You don't think Danny Ainge is?
He has to be now.
He has to be. I think he always has been.
Why isn't Ainge isn't getting any criticism for this season? It's kind of funny. He has gone.
I'll tell you why.
Why
should he assemble the great roster?
He's never gotten criticized.
It's a great roster.
It's not his fault that these talented players have decided not to give their best and have decided to suck.
He didn't do anything to trade deadline to help it though.
They're a bunch of babies.
He had an opportunity to trade deadline
because
to help
you shouldn't
it.
Have to trade
Kyrie
to fix what is already
Al
a good roster.
Horford, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum. You don't need to add to this roster right now. You just got to get them to play better and to play together.
Well, what if it's a bad mix? What if the mix isn't going to work? It's his job to fix the mix.
What if he's saving the mix to trade it in the offseason when he could make the deal for Anthony Davis?
Then who cares about this season then if that's the case?
Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe that's why he's in there whispering in his ear after the game ended last night. Kyrie, it's okay.
Yeah, why is he not talking to Jaylen Brown? Why is he going to Kyrie? Because he knows that's
I don't buy that. No, Ainge gets off scot-free. Oh, we're going to just give up on the season because it's all young guys. Now we're going to give up on the season because it's all a bad mix of veterans? No, he doesn't get away with that.
I think that goes more on the coach and the players than it does on Ainge.
Yeah, it is. It's on the coach and the players.
Ainge is attached to Kyrie. He's taking him to Chipotle. I don't see him with Jason Tatum and company out there at Chipotle all the time. I don't see him talking to Tatum. He's in there talking to Kyrie. That's his meal ticket.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
I'm walking on sunshine today.
You can text us at 69985.
Despite this Celtics loss. Wow, what a crappy loss. I watched that game wire to wire. Why, I don't know. I sat there in the fourth quarter going, why am I still watching this? Why am I still watching this? And the clock stopped with about 44 seconds to go in the game, I think. And I was like, oh my God, I made it to the end of this game. Why did I do this to
myself? I wanted it to be good because the Bruins.
Why am I not in bed?
The Bruins game was so good up until about the third period. And I was trying to bounce from the Bruins to the Celtics, and the Celtics were like, this isn't it. But the Bruins were totally engaging. I went back and watched the end of it. I'm like, why did I even watch the end?
I got the ratings on that for last night, too, if you want to know locally. We'll do that at 10:50 this morning.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
We're getting close to that cheesy sports talk radio question.
Yeah,
too.
No. Like,
which team's going to go deep?
We touch on it
playoffs.
From time to time. Time to time. Kyrie after the game, post game.
I've not heard it.
I caught the part where he was being all bitter and pissed off at everybody, but that was not the case the entire time he was speaking last night. There is a line to be drawn in this press availability at his locker stall. Kyrie Irving, let's start it up.
Talk to us about the offense early in tonight's game. It looked like y'all had great ball movement, but it looked like plan was to kind of go inside early. Was that accurate?
Yeah, no, I was just being aggressive, coming off, pick and rolls and really taking advantage of the mismatches. And, did a great job of swarming the basketball, staying active, and kind of limiting our paint touches, especially with me getting downhill. They were almost flat showing, double teaming, and making us make decisions on the weak side. So a few shots didn't go our way. Obviously, starting off the second quarter, it's tough, just to build momentum and then go into a hole like that. And we just got to be better as a team, especially going, these last 19 games, going and headed to the playoffs. Obviously you can't get into situations like that where you give up easy baskets or you go on 21-4 runs.
Quick turnaround. Tomorrow you guys on the back-to-back, Portland, coming to your house, which should be good. Y'all get off of this road. Mm-hmm. What is the mindset? What was the conversation in the locker room after the game?
We just have to move on, honestly. I mean, it's, like you said, it's a quick turnaround. Take our lessons from this game and just get ready for me and Two-Headed Monster in Portland. We know what they bring. We lost to them up in Portland, tough game, so we own one. But this is part of the NBA, just quick turnaround and be able to perform next night.
Go ahead, Jason.
Seems like lately when the team's hit you guys with a big run, you haven't responded. What is the mindset?
I don't know.
Talk about the lessons you want to take away from this game. Is there anything specific you really want to focus on for tomorrow?
Remaining tough.
Brad talked about just defensively, guys been taking shortcuts. So do you see that, and how do you guys fix things like that at this point of the season, do you feel like?
I don't know. It's up to Brad.
Marcus said that you guys aren't playing together. Is that a fair diagnosis?
As Marcus is in pain.
Is it yours?
Respect it.
Thank you, Curry.
What the hell happened there?
That guy's ready for the playoffs, so I know that.
First two questions, he was all good.
Well, A lot of basketball intel.
The following four.
Good descriptive basketball intel. Got two-headed monster coming in. It's about backside, weak side to pick. They're doubling down on me.
What happened there?
Missed a shot. Missed some shots. Started the second quarter, and then it went to the Brad questions.
All fell apart.
Balloon deflated there. What
happened? Back to the team. Went back to the team stuff. Like, maybe some guys he doesn't like. I don't know.
The first two questions were team-related. But getting back home,
I think he's getting tired of the questions of them not playing together.
Do you recognize at all the difference in the who was asking the questions?
B-Rob. Who's the other one? Was that Washburn?
First two questions were not by one of the local guys. First two questions were by a former player. Former player who was on the Players Only broadcast last night on TNT, which I checked out for about 6 or 7 minutes and thought, wow, this is a putrid product.
They've got to end that.
They've got to put an end to that crap.
Not working.
That is Jason Terry, former Celtic, who was asking those questions. Now, I talked about this with Jim this morning. We have differing opinions on this. I think that Kyrie answered his questions and gave him the time of day and was responding with some level of life because it's a former player. And there's that fraternity of players. And so as a former player coming in, he wants to help that guy out. And he's you know, trying to make it doing media stuff. And he wants to help Jason Terry because he probably knows him. So he's going to answer his questions. Jim thinks it's because it's a local versus national thing.
Yeah. Look at him All-Star Weekend talking to Rachel Nichols and those. I think if that was David Aldridge instead of Jason Terry, he would have given him the same time of day. But then once the local guys come in, it's like, oh, I got to talk to these guys again.
And again, it's the same
you
question.
You can't help me with anything down the line.
I only have to deal with you for a couple more months until I leave in free agency.
No. But it's the same. This is what he got pissed at, about a month ago, where it's the same damn questions. I'm getting tired of hearing it. I'm getting tired of talking about it. And it's the same
one. Well, then you know what, Kyrie? Change what's happening
on the
floor.
You're not playing together.
Like, that's not an excuse for him anymore. I defend Kyrie a lot.
I know.
But you know what? Change what is happening on the floor, and you don't have to answer the questions about everything that has happened with this team. Every other day, you're suffering your worst loss of the year. Start winning. Start playing well. Go to Toronto and don't get your doors blown off for once. Start there. He's going to sit there and sulk and have this attitude about it now. I just think that there's a danger now of him totally checking out, too. I saw that last night. Damn it.
I think he's looking forward to the playoffs.
He could be a lost cause.
I think he's trying to establish some sort of a rhythm before the playoffs start. Because he talked about the playoffs. He goes, hey, playoffs are coming. And he's ready for the playoffs.
I start thinking, is he looking forward to the playoffs or is he looking forward to the offseason?
He's looking forward to the playoffs.
I hope so.
He gave Jason Terry a minute of answers.
Yeah.
These are the total answers to the local reporters,
right? You got them? Yeah, string them together.
Just remaining tough. I don't know. It's up to Brett. As Marcus is the pain.
That's the post game he gave to the local media that covers the team every day.
Painful.
Is that B Rob?
B-Rob was so bad.
B Rob was one of the questions. He asked B-Rob's a question
on
about
the road?
Brad.
So bad.
It's a big game last night, so.
B Rob's on. Did he take his bag lunch with him?
Admittedly, I don't know the NBA requirements on talking after the game, but if you're going to do that, just don't talk.
Yeah.
No, you're cordial to one guy. And you're bitchy to everybody else.
Yeah,
because he knows the locals are trying to
I think
stir
it's a
it
former player thing.
I don't know. Could be. Belichick's like that way with good football questions. You ask him a stupid question, you're gonna get the grunts and the quick answers. You ask him an in-depth football question, he's going to go for a while.
Oh, yeah, because Jason Terry's questions are so in-depth.
No, I get you. You're probably right.
You get to go home. Talk about it.
Like, what? This damn league, I tell you. It's unbelievable.
Well, in Kyrie's defense,
they're all a bunch of babies.
In Kyrie's defense, B-Rob does rub a lot of people the wrong way. You know, he just comes off as very abrasive.
Oh, remember?
Very aggressive.
Remember how he tried to disrupt LeBron's workout in the hallway? And they were holding B-Rob back?
There's a history.
Stay back, boy.
There's a history there.
He's so intimidating.
NBA superstars have become, like, the local reporters are beneath them now.
Yes, they've become
the elite of the elite. Guys are so beneath them
you're
now.
You're beyond diva. We need another word. They're not even divas
that
anymore.
That sucks if it's true.
You're above diva.
That would be true in a market where you don't care about it. You don't care about the market. You don't care about where you're playing. Right? Isn't that part of it?
Maybe, but LeBron's been—he's been heavy with the national guys, the ESPN guys.
What does it take to answer a question? Why do you have to be a jerk to the local guys just because they're the local guys? I don't get it. All right, that was one part of last night. Did you hear just before halftime, Brad Stevens getting caught mic'd up on NBC Sports Boston? This was great.
It's good.
All right, just roll it. Play it as is. This is just after you saw Tatum get called for the foul, and Tatum was pissed.
Not the way you want to end the half. Tatum's wondering, what did I do?
JT!
And missing the free throw. That's the look of, what did I do?
Oh, everybody saw it. Who cares?
That's Brad at the end there, too.
Even when Brad's angry and he's
yelling, you have to be above that.
Yeah.
And I thought, when this went on, and I hear JT, then I hear him say something else, and I couldn't figure out what the hell he was saying. I had to listen to it 12 times to figure out what he was referring to because there's other voices. Then you hear him yell, oh, everybody saw it. Bleep, who cares? And I'm thinking, is he talking to Jason Tatum?
No.
I'm like, I've never heard Jason Tatum referred to as JT, but that could be Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum is pulling his typical Jason Tatum bitching at the referee, which he does more than anybody, I feel like, on this team. Jason Tatum, it's your second year in the league. He just never stops bitching at the refs. Get over it. And I thought for once, Brad Stevens was saying, oh, get over it, dude. We're getting our ass kicked here in this quarter. Where it's got to be halftime. Who cares? Come on. Like you get, and then he yells, you got to be above it. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, get your head back in the game, jackass. Stop complaining. Yeah, it was a bad call. How many bad calls are there in an NBA game? At least a half a dozen every night.
Yeah.
So get over it. No, wrong.
But Brad, too.
Wrong.
He's got such that podunk.
Play the beginning part again.
He's got that podunk Midwest delivery when he even swears, like, oh, the F word.
Play the part where he talks about the air punch.
JT!
Missing the free throw. That's the look of, what did I do?
Air punch, loses his mind. That's one thing, because this is when Tatum got teed up. And then he had to have said, well, everyone saw it. Stop. Like, stop your whining. He says, everyone saw it. Bleep.
Oh,
who
everybody
cares?
Saw it. Who cares?
He's bitching to the ref.
Hardy.
Oh, good for you.
Right. He's got a little Ned the Needle-Nose Ryerson in him, doesn't he?
And then, if you watch closely.
He's got a little Ned the Needle-Nose in him.
If you watch closely, as JT Orr, one of the refs working the game last night, comes down the floor, it's Brad in his face yelling at him that you've got to be above that. You've got to emotionally not get involved in this crap.
You have to be above that.
And he's in it. He's from me to you screaming at him. You've got to be above that. So unfortunately, it wasn't him calling out his player for whining all the time. Whining. Incessant whining about the refs. He never stops crying about the refs. But unfortunately, I mean, it was a horrible, horrible call. The refs sucked. Whatever.
Yeah, that's
the second quarter wasn't about the refs. The second quarter of last night's game was about the Celtics getting their ass kicked all over the floor. And I thought for maybe a moment we saw a player getting called out by his coach, and I quickly realized that was not the case. Jim's like, no, I think he's yelling at the ref. Yeah, he was.
I still thought the first part was about Tatum.
I thought it could have been. It wasn't. None of it was.
Oh, everybody saw it.
Doesn't sound right coming out of his mouth. You expect, oh, flarn.
Oh, cockatoo.
Oh, fudge. Oh, shucks and flutters.
Gee willikers. Bull shivers.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Kane banked it ahead. Bergeron twists. He'll snap it to Marchand, who gloves it one-on-one. Cuts to the middle. Walks out in front. Back, and he scores! Brad Marchand with the steal. Set it ahead. Undressed Erik Karlsson and slides it five-hole on Mark Jones. A short-handed goal. Bruins with a 4-1 lead.
Yeah!
Keep Bruins this one looked in. Good last night.
They've always looked good. They're hot. Thanks to Toucher and Rich for getting Jake DeBrusk going.
Bruins beat the Sharks 4-1. They stay hot. Staying hot. That's what they're doing right now. Well, what do we think? What do we think about playoff runs right now? Who do you like better on this given day?
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
It's an easy question. You like the Bruins.
I'm not sure it is an easy question.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure it is.
Because like Celtics have so much damn talent, they could get hot.
Of course they could.
Yeah. I think it's pretty dead even. Given how hot the Bruins are and how bad the Celtics have played, it's still pretty dead even. It really is.
Point streak now at 14 games.
Like, if you really had to mortgage something on it, you had to put some money on it. It's tough. I wouldn't say one favors the other.
Deeper run? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to the Bruins right now, today, this morning. Really? It's the Bruins.
So you get a hot run into a hot goalie?
They're playing round two? They're playing a lot better right now.
Yeah.
Beetle has the too hot philosophy, though. Are they too hot?
Too hot.
Still early.
Too hot.
No, it's still early.
Too hot.
Still early. It's not even March yet, Jim.
Yeah, 6 weeks left.
Time to cool off.
Patriots played like crap in December.
You get time to cool off before.
They weren't too hot. Bruins got a tank here.
You're right. They weren't too hot.
So we get the Bruins on. We'll do Bruins talk. You know, you got a tank here.
You don't have to tank.
On. Yeah, you do a little
bit. You don't have to tank.
You got to lose by 8 out of 10 here.
This hot streak is coming at a good time. I think the hot streak is at an appropriate time. It's not too late. Not too late in the year.
You're going to get Pasternak back.
And that applies to baseball more than anything else, the hot thing.
How about that? You're going to get Pasternak back in a couple weeks, too.
Too hot.
Too hot.
Hashtag too hot. Too hot. I'm not worried about that yet. But that's in the mix as well because the Bruins continue to look good. And they continue to get points. And the complaint we had about, shouldn't call it a complaint. I wasn't complaining about it. The thing that was brought up yesterday, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was you, Artie. They weren't out there beating teams, 4-1 like they were last night. They had a lot of close wins.
Yeah. Shootouts, overtime. Yeah.
Shootouts, all of that. Well, now, last night, come home, back on home ice after a long road trip, and, rather convincing effort from the Bruins.
Right. Early goal, quick 1-0 deficit, and then 4 unanswered. And 2 within 37 seconds in the second period that were just, you knew right there the game was over. And you also knew that the Sharks were like, we're starting to get embarrassed here. What are we going to do? So they start scrapping, which culminated with Evander Kane going after Zdeno Chara, which is
one of the greatest names in sports.
Once again, everybody who's watching hockey is saying, the Sharks are going to start swinging right here. And as soon as Kane goes after Chara, everybody's thinking the same thing. What are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, it wasn't bad. Chara split his knuckles open on the side of his head and took care of him.
Well,
but
it's easy. It's on ice. We did this yesterday, bear versus shark. Bruins are a bear. And the bear won.
Yes.
Bear beat the shark.
Yes.
Do you notice that T-Bone only gets excited when the Bruins are like our text string? It's like, yeah, Bruins! Exclamation points.
It was a hell of a series there.
Yeah.
Those two quick goals. It was nice. Marshan had an absolutely filthy one. I think it was the third Bruins goal. The one that Marshan scored, the shorthanded one. That was just once again proving that he has become he's still an instigator and he's still an agitator.
He's
still
a
guy
prick.
that Johansson has said, I don't want to play against him. I guess I'd rather play with him. But he's also, dare I say, an elite goal scorer. He is. It was phenomenal to watch. It was a good game, even though after those two quick goals, you had the sense that the game was over. It was still a fun one to watch.
Did Chara tell anybody what he said to Kane on the ice after the game? Because there was that half a second where the fight was over, and Chara was still barking at him. I'm dying to know what he said to him. I'm dying to know what that conversation was.
You know, Kane was bitching about it afterward, too, and he got sent off entirely.
It's amazing how much Char chirps, though, too. Like, some of that mic'd up stuff they had with the, I don't know if it was behind the beast.
Well, he was pissed because Char hit him, and then all of a sudden he's getting grabbed from behind. I don't think Char really knew that was coming.
Oh, no, he's red there.
He and Char were going at it a little bit, and then, Char gave him a completely legal check that Kane took exception to. Went after Chara, knocked him down, and then, which is really bad form by Kane, took a swing at him and punched Chara when he was still down on the ice.
Yes.
Chara may have let it go. Chara doesn't fight all that often because you can't. There's only like two guys in the league who will fight Chara who have the reach to actually get in there and trade punches with him.
And Chara at the end is reaching over,
right,
hitting him in the back of the head,
right.
I'll let the punch.
And you can tell he was pissed.
So Chara may have let it go. Chara will walk away from more fights than he gets in, but he's like, you. It's not that you don't want to do this. You can't do this. You can't fight me. But after Kane punched him when he was down.
Son of a bitch.
Right. It's like, now I got to get up.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, he was in that mood.
He was pissed off. He's like, now I got to get up and beat the bag out of
right.
you. Because you punched me when I was still down on the ice.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Dumb Flarn.
Yes. Yes. I was dying filth. To know what he said to him at the end of that, too.
Kane was complaining to the refs. Oh, you're effing blind. Yeah, you're effing blind.
Up.
Because you missed what?
You baby.
Yeah, seriously. Stop it.
The new guys look good, though, didn't they?
Yes.
You had a breakaway early.
Yep.
You had a contribution on one of the goals. Nice pass to Krejci.
Yep.
So new guys look good. New guys are fitting in. So all is well, T-Bone, with your Bruins. Yeah. I know he gets very defensive about his Bruins. He loves to, I don't know, chirp at me when the Bruins are playing well, like I'm upset about it.
When are you going
to
wear your little baby Bruins hat on you, the youth hat you have?
He saves all his best takes for off the air.
Small hat.
All his best takes are in the text chain.
He sits in it. I don't say nothing, but just text, go Bruins.
You say you don't want to talk about them, but you should talk about
Bruins energy.
Yeah. I missed the two back-to-back goals, and then what, 3 minutes and 20 seconds of play, but the two after the Celtics had started. I'm like, yeah, I'm on the Celtics already. I'm over to the Celtics.
I'm so sick of them playing on the same night every single night.
It's so annoying, and I've given up on trying to watch both at the same time.
Can't do it.
I've given up on it.
Can't do it.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Name the artist, though.
Rockwell.
Nice.
Yeah, one of my favorites. Do you know that I went, when I was a kid, to buy the little 45, back when I had the 45s? People are out there, what the hell's a 45? It's an actual mini record, and I thought Michael Jackson sang this.
Everybody did.
And I'm like, I
that's
can't
why
find
this song
anywhere.
Sounded the way it did.
Didn't know what Rockwell
stupid.
Was. Yeah.
Well, Michael and Jermaine do the backing vocals. Right here. Yeah.
God, that's good.
That's Michael.
Yeah.
Think Rockwell got set up for life on this one?
No.
I don't know. Back then, you could make money. You could make money with one hit song.
Yeah, sure
now
could.
You can't. Forget it. Those days are over.
I think he's okay. Rockwell, a.k.a. Kennedy William Gordy.
Oh,
he's one of Barry Gordy's kids?
Yes.
Oh, that's why Mike did it.
He's fine. He's loaded.
Mike would never do background for anybody.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. That's why. He's Barry Gordy's son.
Mm.
Wow. Who were the those two Jamokes a couple years ago that had a hit? Weren't they related to Barry Gordy?
Milli Vanilli.
Oh, no. His guys.
Yeah, the guys with the sideshow Bob Harry, all that.
What guys?
LMFAO. Weren't they
Thank
related
you.
To Barry Gordy?
Oh, yes, wow. one of them was.
Yeah.
Or both of them. I don't know.
They were like somewhere in the Barry Gordy family.
They had a good album. They had one good album.
Yeah. Zoe enjoyed them at the postgame party.
Rockwell was arrested in November, just a few months ago.
That's probably the
2018.
Best
yes.
For
allegedly beating a female associate with a chair at the Magic Castle Hotel in Hollywood.
Oh, God.
After she approached him and demanded payment.
Magic Castle.
Payment for what? I don't know.
At the Magic Castle?
Released.
released magic wand.
I've been to the Magic Castle. It's cool. $30,000 bail. He was released December 1st.
What's the Magic Castle?
Yeah, what do you get?
You said you've been there.
Yeah. Well, if it's the Magic Castle Hotel is the same place as the Magic Castle, it's a place where magicians
you bring your
perform,
wand with you?
And you go there and you can have dinner, and it's like there's secret rooms, and you have to like know a member to get in. But once you're in, it's like there's close-up shows and like other magic shows. It's just a Hollywood like magician.
Sounds pretty perverted.
No, it's pretty cool.
Maybe it was a card trick that she had done for him.
Maybe.
Did you have one of those bookcases that like opened?
That's terrible. Last night on television.
Nice. One of those.
I like those.
Who do you think did better?
Celtics.
Of course.
That was a big game.
Sorry, T-Bone.
That was a big game.
Celtics did better. 3-2-3 versus 2-8-2. Close.
Oh.
Close.
Close.
But Celtics did better.
Yeah. And Celtics will blow doors in the playoffs, too.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That number will be huge.
Celtics do good numbers. What?
So what were people watching last night then?
That's a good
Those
question.
Those are two low numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, lower than usual.
It's a good night for TV last night.
Did you factor in both the NBA, the TNT, and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, that's combined.
It's combined, okay.
Yeah, it's combined. That's true. What the hell was on last night?
Well, Comedy Channel had the good
what
office
What was on TV
the
last night?
Michael Scott.
You guys watching the Jeopardy tournament?
Is Monday...
So good. It's Tuesday night.
Tuesday. Tuesday's not a big TV night, is it?
No.
CBS won the night. What's on CBS?
Murder, She Wrote. Knots Landing.
Dynasty?
Dynasty is Tuesday, I think.
Who shot
no,
JR?
No, it was
Cheers? Was Cheers on?
Was
Friends on?
That was Thursday.
Mork and Mindy?
NYPD Blue, Tuesday, ABC.
It's a big NCIS night.
Of course it is.
What is NCIS? What does that stand for?
Regular NCIS airs at 8 p.m. NCIS New Orleans is at 10 p.m.
What is knob crime? What does it stand for?
FBI's on that.
FBI's
a good show.
FBI's at 9. What is FBI? How do you know this?
It's a new cop show. I like cop shows.
Jim loves cop shows.
Like criminal
he lives
lines
in Warwick.
Yeah, he
lives in Warwick. There's always cops around
big
his house.
Cop show guy.
NCIS is Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Navy cops.
that's the original title. Navy cops.
617-779-0985.
Sailing Popo.
Jim is in New Hampshire. Jim.
Jimbo, first call. Go.
Oh, good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for hanging.
Love the show.
Thanks for hanging on,
no
Jim.
No problem. I had a question. Do they have to replay the game? I mean, we have to see that again? I don't know why.
You don't like that breakfast with the Celtics? You don't like that in the mornings?
No.
I'll tell you what, Jim. I think we should all start watching that instead of watching the games live.
Yeah.
Therefore, we don't have to subject ourselves to the full 2.5 hours.
You figure out which quarter they play well in. You can only watch that quarter.
I agree. How did you get through the game? How did you watch the whole game?
I don't know.
I did.
I don't know because
He's
looked
the only
up.
One that did.
I'm sitting there on my phone, and then I get to 44 seconds left in the game, and I did. I had this moment where I said to myself, "Oh my God, I just watched this entire game.
Yeah.
How did that happen?"
Well, I'm making breakfast this morning. I'm like, I got to watch this again. Oh man. All right, guys, have a good day.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks for watching. Appreciate you watching either way. Yeah. Man, oh man,
he only gets the one channel.
Gotta watch it again.
What if,
I love it. He's got it locked on NBC Sports Boston.
Rip the knob off.
He does not change the channel.
What if Celtics in 2, or whatever they call it, in the mornings, does a better rating than the Celtics at night? What if more people are watching the replay?
There's no way that's it.
I know.
No way. Jeff in Vermont wants us to do his wedding. Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, hey, how are you going, brother?
Good.
Good. So you guys come to Vermont to do a wedding?
That's
sure.
Art of our 30-mile
radius.
You going
to do it at a classy joint?
Well, yeah.
Does it come with lodging?
Well, it can, I suppose, if you need lodging, yeah.
You know what I actually did after 2 o'clock yesterday?
I started
to write down some songs like Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson as far as nice dinner music to lead to the time we crank that thing up.
Glad you're thinking about it. Yeah. Cash Bar?
Jeff's gone.
I have 8 emails regarding weddings.
8. Any serious inquiries?
Yeah.
Serious inquiries.
People actually think we're serious. Like, this is going to happen.
Well, everyone's got a price.
Then you got the sales team down there doing meetings this morning, trying to sell you.
Let me just tell everybody this.
And they could be selling us in weddings.
Let me warn everybody. Hardy and I will come at a very reasonable price.
Yeah.
Zoe, on the other hand, is going to really become prohibitive. Cost prohibitive.
You want to party or not party?
Unreasonable.
I mean, you want to crank this thing up or not? Have you ever been out with me where you didn't have a good time?
Yes.
Yes. In fact, I have, because you had too good of a time.
No, but what, have you ever been out with me where you said, boy, yes. Zoe didn't really have it tonight?
No, that's never happened.
That doesn't happen.
You always have a good time.
Your
good time has impacted other people's good time.
What do you mean by that?
Do you want specific examples?
I don't want to do that to you.
I don't think you do.
No. Okay. I don't want to do that to you.
Okay.
No.
You always have a good time.
I did have a good time.
We know you had a great time, Frank.
See, if they hire you guys for the wedding, you'll get those stories off the air.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
You never know what's going to happen.
You could get some of those insider stories, the scoops.
We need to come up with a like a package pricing, right? And then figure out who gets right. what.
Plan with Zoe, plan without Zoe.
Partial Zoe.
Well, Jim's got to be there. And, you know,
Jim's got to drive me.
We either got to have T-Bone or your uncle to be security.
Right. Hey, Tom doesn't talk. Tom doesn't have to go.
Yeah.
He just sits there. He doesn't do anything.
You don't want him there for security?
He's not going to do it. He's a nice guy.
Until he's not.
Look at this.
He's like Dalton. Be nice until it's right. time not to be nice.
Yeah. Shaughnessy's ready to go.
11 o'clock, he just walks in.
He's here.
On the clock.
Let's do 90 seconds of headlines. Hang tight if you're on the phone.
He actually
get back
has a
to
tan.
Your calls. Shaughnessy's in.
The Red Irishman has a tan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.